702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
We see this all the time, right? When you go to the gym, there's a person who is oversized in parts of the body that should not have that amount of mass, but they are anyway, and they're lifting weights. And of course, wearing a mouth guard in their mouth. Is it a good thing to do, Liesl van der Westhuizen? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. So in many sports, we see that people have to wear mouth guards to protect their mouths and teeth. They have to. So for example, basketball, boxing, field hockey, martial arts, rugby, football, gymnastics, the list goes on. And that's the oral barrier between that absorbs some of the damage or the activity and can cause oral damage. It's a guard that you put in your mouth. And a lot of people have been putting out on social media lately asking the question. So I thought, let's ask about that. What about powerlifting and weightlifting? Is it important to wear a mouth guard or not? And a lot of people think that when you deadlift or you weightlift, it's not important. They're actually wrong, because the mouth guard is ideal for exercising and it can even bring in extra strength. And as I mentioned, mouth guard, I put my hand over my mouth for some other reason.
That's very true.
So when you're lifting very heavy weights, your mouth tends to bite and your jaw tends to clench. So this could cause headaches, jaw aches. But if you are wearing and you're doing heavy weights, or you're weightlifting or lifting dead weights, and you actually bite into the mouth guard, you'll feel more comfortable in your mouth and you don't feel the pain in your head and jaw, and in addition that makes you feel more comfortable, can improve your strength. So the articles going around on the internet this week have been about the fact, if you wear a mouth guard, will you get stronger or does it make the athlete stronger? And it does improve your performance, because you're feeling safe and comfortable when actually doing your deadlift or your weights,
and feeling safe not because of the weight that you're lifting, but feeling safe in the sense that it doesn't matter how hard you clench, you actually are protecting your jawline and you're saving yourself from headaches and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going on the research that I've done. Let's get a professional. We've got Emma King. She's known as the Tooth Fairy SA on Instagram, and a oral hygienist, just to tell us what are the risks associated if you do train without a mouth guard.
There's a lot of reasons. I think a lot of people obviously lift a lot of weights that are far too heavy for what they want to do, and they want to clench down while they do it. The muscles go into spasm. So the problem with that is what a lot of time can happen is you can crack the teeth. The muscles on the side of the face that are there for opening and closing the mouth and normally involved in your normal everyday chewing, those can go into spasms. You can end up with something called like a locked jaw. The actual joints where your temporomandibular joint, where it joins the jaw, goes into the actual skull, those areas can get affected. So you might end up having to have a little device made, normally a hard back plate, so that it can cushion the bite. And if you are clenching as well, it can also protect it, because you can actually end up with loose teeth. So it can affect your ligaments, your support structures, your bone height. There's a lot of things that can happen. When you get little hairline cracks in the teeth from the excessive force, that can also lead to decay. You can lose teeth because they can fracture off. So it's very important to actually start off by going to your dentist and getting a proper device fitted, not just a normal sports gum guard. You can also go to physios to help release the stress in the muscle, the pain, but you can end up with migraines and neck pain, earache. There's a lot of things that can happen just as a result of grinding and clenching during weight training.
That is the Tooth Fairy SA on Instagram and Facebook, or on a website, oral hygienist, just telling us the importance of wearing a mouth guard while weightlifting or lifting dead weights.
The question I have for you, Liesl, when you are wearing a mouth guard while you are lifting weights, does that aid your breathing or does it hinder it in any way?
So it makes your breathing easier, and I can't tell you the science behind it, but I can tell you that that was researched by Jeffrey S. Hadid from the Center of TMJ and Sleep and Wellness in Michigan. So by being able to breathe better, you're not clenching to try and hold your jaw together. You actually, gives you a little bit of a space to breathe out. So it does help you breathe better, and of course lowers that impact of injuring your jaw, grinding your teeth, damaging or cracking your teeth.
Because my trainer always used to say, and I can never remember, do you breathe in through the mouth and out through the nose, or the other way around? And apparently it helps with muscle recovery, I'm told.
Oh, that's a nice one for us to talk about.
Please do find out.
I'm going to find out.
Because I always said to her, because I always thought it never made a difference whatsoever, because I was still the same amount of pain and still the same amount of exhaustion at the end of it. But she swore by it. And I can never remember which order. Like, you have to, well, you're breathing in with one instrument and you're breathing out with the other instrument. And apparently that cycle helps you recover quicker from whatever the exercise was you were doing.
I'm going to research that, but the WhatsApp line is open. If someone does have an answer for us, please do tell us.
The other important question, of course, those of us who don't lift weights often use a mouth guard to sleep at night, right? So that we don't clench our teeth and so forth, so forth. Is it the same?
I thought it was the same, and I actually asked Emma, the Tooth Fairy essay, about that, and she said athletic mouth guards, and I think she might have mentioned it as well, are softer and thick and soft to disperse forces of impact, so they protect and go over your teeth, where night guards are made from a thinner material that come onto the lower teeth and you protect you from high velocities of impact. It doesn't protect you from high velocities of impact, and it helps against grinding of teeth.
Yeah.
So it's a small, thin plastic mold that gets put into your mouth, and then where the athletic one is a bit thicker. And the nice thing about going to your oral hygienist or to your dentist to have it done is they can actually mold it to your teeth and to your mouth. So you've got better protection and better impact as well.
Do you use a mouth guard?
No, this is the first time that I've actually, when I played field hockey, yes, but mountain biking, and I mean, I'm doing CrossFit at the moment. No, I've never, and I see the guys with their weights, and it makes sense to, when you do your weight training, to use a mouth guard. So I've learned something on Tip Tuesday.
I certainly have learned something too. If you use a mouth guard for any exercising or just, you know, day-to-day living, let us know on 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567, how it aids you, how it helps you in any way whatsoever. Lizzle, thank you very much. What are we doing tomorrow?
It's Workout Wednesday, so you know that I've tried a workout for us all to try for the week. And of course, I always try and find something that's easy for everyone to do. And the emails are open. So please email me if you've got a workout you want me to try or a question that you might have regarding fitness, like Africa's Got the Breathing question. Happy to answer. Liesl V at 702.co.za.
Thanks, Liesl. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.